And the minutes of that meeting was the city council adjourned and resolved that hereafter they'd meet as formerly at their favorite tavern, which is the big open public places, the only place goes to taverns within it, typical. And then in 1820, it was bought by Samuel Hale, who was many times a mayor. He was an old crotchety old bachelor from somewhere in New England, but he made an imprint here. He owned the hotel, Flanders Hotel, and he lived there. And then it was bought by a people named Fitzsimmons, Paul Fitzsimmons. And he had traveled extensively in Europe, a very wealthy man. And so he printed it up, flung out the wings, but the pier mirrors are still there, and the woodwork, and all the cornices and rosettes in the ceiling. And that was then became a grand mansion like it is now. He was printed up from this structure, which Samuel Hale didn't help any, he just lived there. It was a very plain, very simple thing, built in 1802 for the city, for this building outside of the house. Then Greggs owned it, the man was murdered there. There's a lot about that too. And then Joseph B. Cumming owned it as guardian, some of the great children for quite a while. And then in 1878, Dr. Murphy's father bought it. And Dr. Murphy lived there until he died in 1954. Originally constructed around 1801, was 1802, I'm not sure. Built of bricks, overlaid with stucco, has been decorated with ornamental ironwork. The wings of each end were added, were later additions. That was in 1840 when Carl Fitzsimmons Eve wrote it. Acquired from the heirs of Dr. Murphy.
Fitzsimmons.
What's that?
You said Paul Fitzsimmons Eve. Is
Paul Fitzsimmons, that's right. Paul Fitzsimmons Eve. He's got a picture of Paul Fitzsimmons' house in here, too, the one that Brian and Harriet got ready to take over. And here's a shocking thing. The wings each added, acquired from the heirs of Dr. Murphy by the junior league of Augusta, the home, now the headquarters of Historic Augusta. Dr. Murphy was sent for the first white man. Well, anyway, they thought they wanted to raise money. The junior league took it over, and they wanted to raise some money. And they said, they admitted to this. I had an open meeting at Historic Augusta, and I said, let's get this name changed back to the Murphy House. The Murphy was one of the distinguished citizens of Augusta. He was nationwide, a poet, an ornithologist, and a doctor. He entertained famous people down there from all over. He was really a man of the Renaissance, painter, poet, everything. So he was such a great man that I thought about calling him. They wanted to raise money from Richie Yankees over in Aiken, admitted this. And they thought Murphy didn't have the elitism word they use, which is very current now. They were thinking about the shanty Irish Murphy. Well, now, Dr. Murphy, and incidentally, it's wrong now, because Helen Nell Callahan being Irish, U-G-P-A-M-U-R-P-H-Y. It's M-U-R-P-H-E-Y, which is the way it is in the index, I think, I just noticed. Because he was a Scotchman. His ancestor, Nicholas Murphy, was born, in fact, Murphy still owned that property out near Hepsibyl. No, that's funny. They got Dr. E.E. Murphy without the E, John E. Murphy with the E. Now, Dr. Murphy was with the E, was not Irish, said not shady Irish. So anyway, that's the history of it. And then when Dr. Murphy died in 1954, his widow lived there a few years, I guess. But he entertained on the grand amount of fine wines. He was an epicure, he was a man of many parts, and he maintained it in such elegance. And such an elegant home. The junior league took it over, and a lot of them still call it. I got a friend of mine always calls it the Murphy House, and she doesn't mention it being called the Murphy House, but mentioned Dr. Murphy lived there and didn't mention Government House at all, which is very true, very mm-hmm. accurate. It should be that way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the history of it. And Nell is right in every respect about the spelling of the E, and she omits the origin of it. She said it was added to.